North Carolina will vote on 6 constitutional amendments on November 6th that were written by the Republican-controlled General Assembly. Today, we're focusing on 2 amendments. One would shift power from the governor's office to the legislature in making appointments to the Board of Elections. The other would address filling judicial vacancies. They've also divided conservatives. Today, the group Americans for Prosperity, founded by the Koch brothers, announced it was opposed to the Judicial Vacancies Amendment. WFAE's Steve Harrison joins us now to talk about that measure. Well, Steve, what would the Judicial Vacancies Amendment do?
So today, when there's a judicial vacancy, the governor fills it. But this amendment would create a commission that would decide which candidates are qualified. The commission would then whittle that list down to 2 names and would send both names to the governor, who would choose one. So the commission, in theory, would be nonpartisan. It would have no more than 9 members who would be appointed by the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, the governor, and the General Assembly. But there are no details as to how many nominations each would get. And big question is, would the governor get the same number as the General Assembly? And the legislature will decide that if the amendment passes. Democrats have said the GOP would be court packing. They see a scenario in which a Democratic governor can't replace Democratic judges with other Democrats.
Well, why does Americans for Prosperity oppose this, and what are they planning to do?
So the group just says it's bad policy. And that surprised a lot of people, since Americans for Prosperity is founded and funded by the Koch brothers. Their network has spent hundreds of millions of dollars advancing conservative and libertarian causes, but they're not always in lockstep with Republicans. I spoke with Americans for Prosperity State Director Chris McCoy. He says he doesn't like the idea of a non-elected commission getting involved.
Any of us who've been in politics long enough realize that does open the door to, you know, either special favors from special interests or cronyism.
And the group launched Monday what it said is a 6-figure web and direct mail campaign urging people to vote against the Judicial Vacancy Amendment. Here's McCoy again.
I know the Republicans aren't happy necessarily with where we come down on this. And it's not our usual place to be at with, you know, opposing a lot of these bills, but it really comes down to good policy.
All right. Well, Steve, there is another amendment that also shifts power from the governor to the legislature. What exactly does that one do?
So this amendment would change the makeup of the State Elections Board and the way it's appointed. Today's board has 9 members, 4 Republicans, 4 Democrats, and an independent. The governor makes those appointments. The amendment would shrink the board from 9 to 8, and the majority and minority parties in the legislature would appoint 4 members each. Critics say it would lead to tie votes and deadlock. And here's how that could matter. Let's say a local county elections board votes to cut early voting hours, and the decision is not unanimous. If there's an appeal, the state elections would weigh in. But if the state board is tied, the county would revert to the state's minimum early voting hours and locations. And here's another change. County Elections Board used to have 3 members, but the legislature changed that this year, adding a 4th member with 2 people from each party.
So right now, this would shift power from Governor Roy Cooper, a Democrat, but these amendments would also do the same for a Republican governor, right?
They would. Cooper unsuccessfully sued to keep both amendments off the ballot, saying the language was misleading. And in the future, it would penalize a Republican governor as well. This is a Democratic versus Republican fight in the short term, but the legislature would be in control no matter who is governor.
And are these the amendments that several former North Carolina governors have been out campaigning against?
That's right. The state's 5 living governors, both Republicans and Democrats, are opposing these 2 amendments in particular. Here's what Pat McCrory said about them.
I think the system is fine as it is. I don't think they need to be appointed by the legislature. And I think we need to keep the politics out of it as much as possible. So I joined this coalition and made very strong comments against my fellow Republicans.
But McCrory is upset about a TV ad by the group Stop Deceptive Amendments that he feels misrepresents his position. The ad says that McCrory and the other governors oppose, quote, all amendments and urges people to vote against all 6. But the governor supports 4 of the 6 amendments. He told me that no good deed goes unpunished, and he says he thinks Democrats are trying to deceive voters with the commercial.
WFAE's Steve Harrison, thanks a lot. And Steve, tomorrow we will be looking at the other 4 constitutional amendments, including one that would make photo ID a requirement in the North Carolina elections.